Thanks, Bob. We got a special guest with us today. It's Del Josie, and he's calling from Sky Vision. Now, Del, tell us a little bit about Sky Vision.
Well, Sky Vision's been in the satellite industry since the early 1980s. We've been actually started out as a distributor many days ago. Went into when the scare with the scrambling started and a lot of people left. A lot of our dealers had abandoned our customers out in our marketplace, and we started developing catalog drawings for some of the consumers that were out in the outlying areas that did not have support for their satellite systems. And those drawings that we sent out and a little product list that we sent to those customers was the start of our Sky Vision catalog and the do-it-yourself atmosphere that we've created over the years. And we've had the catalog system ever since.
I've been a customer of Sky Vision since the 80s. In fact, I remember the Sky Vision channel with Alan and everybody else there. That was good times. And actually, Sky Vision was a big supporter of satellite radio at that time. We had a couple carriers on your channel, so I thank you very much for that.
Right. We've offered, when we first started that, when we weren't broadcasting our satellite show, we offered airtime to other folks in the industry as well. And the Sky Vision show was a lot of fun for us in creating it and introducing new products. We had a lot of fun in doing that over the years.
I got to tell you, I spent a lot of time watching that show and always looking for something new to come along, and you guys always delivered. But the reason we have you on today is because you have an exciting new product. It's been talked about a lot here on Satellite Guys over the past week or so. And that's your new DSR 410 and KU subscription programming package. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, this program we've actually been working on for almost 2 years, trying to find enough equipment to support the program. Since the 410 is no longer a piece that's produced, it was acquiring sufficient inventory in order to support the programming once we got it out there. Always trying to find a reasonable alternative for the big dish subscriber, and that's where this package came out as a result of that. But the 410 package is just a basic KU system. We have the opportunity to present this on C-band packages as well, but for right now we're only introducing it on the X4 KU side. We utilize an 85-centimeter dish, which works more or less in just about every part of the continental United States. We have a 0.5 KU LNB, a linear LNB, obviously, and that goes with our DSR 410 receivers. So you put the package together, and it very nicely gives you access to the X4 channels that we have a contract with through Satellite Receivers, the programming center. They provide the programming, we provide the hardware, and together we've been able to offer this package up for as an alternative to folks looking for something else.
That's excellent. Now, one of the things that was asked a lot online is how is the programming guide? Some people were concerned that you needed a 4D TV to receive the programming guide, but I'm guessing you're pulling the program guide from the data stream on the X4?
That's exactly what we had to do. We've, in effect, been able to bring the programming guide online, just like other programmers that offer the HITS packaging. So you get the guide right off of X4. There's no need, as with a 4D TV system, where you needed to move over to G1 to get the guide update every evening. This right here comes right out on X4 along with all the program selection.
Excellent, excellent. A lot of people were also wondering, because they've picked up their own DSR 410s from other places, not through Sky Vision. Can you tell us a little bit about why at this time people can activate those receivers with use for the 410 packages?
That's the biggest confusion right now, from what I see on discussions that I've had with people calling in having 410 systems. They want to use their 410 receiver rather than one that they purchased from us. And people that are familiar with the HITS and the 410 know that these 410s belong to a company that is offering HITS services in one fashion or another. So those authorization numbers, those UA numbers on the 410s, are they belong to a certain entity, and that entity is the only one that can offer programming for them. What we've had to do is find a sufficient inventory of DSR 410s that did not belong to any of those entities or to entities that were willing to give them up and didn't have any claim to those pieces anymore. So once we found that, we had to get all of these units authorized for this particular program. And like I say, it took a while to do that. So if someone has their own DSR 410, they still can't get that programming because it has to be part of our programming offer. Mm-hmm. So if they, if someone wants to get into this, to get our particular package where they can get the HITS guide and everything on there, they need to go through our system utilizing the units that have been specifically authorized for this package.
Okay. One of the other great things I've noticed about the new service is you offer all four of the major movie packages, the HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Starz packages. Now, another question that came up online, is there any minimum package requirement in order to just get, let's say, the Starz package?
If someone, we have, these are pods that we can sell, so somebody can buy a pod, and we have a pod set up for Starz, another pod set up for Showtime Flicks, and another pod for HBO Cinemax, and just want to let folks know right now that, like I say, we've been working on this for close to 2 years. The HBO Cinemax pod is one that our provider, Satellite Receivers, is in the final stages of getting that authorized. Right now, that one is not quite through yet, so we'll have to wait a little bit. If someone subscribes to that package and wants it, we'll have to wait a little bit in order to offer that, but that's coming in the near future. So when you look at our packages that we offer on skyvision.com for a 410, all of those are an individual pod, and you can't do a la carte on these like you can with a 40 TV receiver in our programming packages. But you can pick a pod, which is our basic package, for $19.99, or you can pick the deluxe pack, which is 90-plus channels for $29.99. Or you can pick an HBO Cinemax pod, a Showtime Flix pod, or a Starz pod. So right now, those are the only pods that we are offering, although we do expect to expand that here in the near future if demand warrants it.
Excellent. Now, another great feature of your packages is you're including the DMX audio, and I believe it's the first time that these channels are actually being made available like this through a KU-type setup package without directly subscribing to DMX. Now, in saying
right.
that, what is shown on the user screens when they're listening to a DMX channel? Are they seeing the artist title information or anything like that?
You know, specifically on the DMX, and again, all this is pretty new, and I've looked at a lot of the video and I'm familiar, obviously, with which channels are out there. But on the DMX itself, I'm not as familiar with the DMX channels as far as what you're going to see. The DMX channels that you see here and what you see on the regular, the other DMX locations for these channels, I think you're gonna find that you're not going to see anything different here than you would any other place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just really amazed by the package you put together, especially the base 1999 package, that you are able to include all 38 DMX channels in that package. The pricing is literally amazing for what people are getting. And I thank you for putting it together for us, because I really think the KU subscription model could actually work out very well.
We do intend to increase some of the offerings on these packages, and those, again, are things that we will continue to work as we put contracts together or as a programming center puts them together. We hope to be able to offer, you know, as possibilities in the future, perhaps the Denver 8 as one of the options available through this DSR 410 package. So there's other things that will come, but it's all going to be based on demand.
Excellent. Well, hopefully the word gets out there, and it sure has this week. And Dell, I'd like to thank you for spending some time with us here on the Satellite Guys podcast. Anything you want to say before we go?
Well, I'd just like to say that this, we've always tried to kind of be in the forefront of offerings, and there's many different unique pieces that we've developed over the years to kind of keep some excitement in the satellite industry and support the dealers that are out there with new and innovative products. And there's many people that that play in this game. We enjoy having the dealers and the consumers contact us and give us their ideas, and many of these are just brought about by the demand that people ask for. And this this is a nice package where there was so much on X4, so many of the big dish systems, folks can't necessarily afford to keep some of those going if a mover goes out or the big dish goes out. This allows them to continue to see the same things they're familiar with. It's just another satellite package that we can offer to the consumers.
Once again, Dell, thanks for spending the time with us here at Satellite Guys. And that's Dell Josie, and he's from Sky Vision. And thanks again. And Bob, back to you.
Thank you.